Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We hope you had a great day. If you're on 95 driving home, please be careful. It is beautiful out. We're not dealing with any rain, of course, but we want you to get home safe. And, of course, if you're on 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast. So wherever you are there, be careful and enjoy. We're here tonight. I'm very excited to have my guest here tonight. Nivett Lee, who is the founder and the chief executive officer of Monarch Care, is here. And Nivett is one of the people that I met when I first got to senior care world. She's I don't want to say an icon, but she's kind of an icon in the senior care world. She's been around a very long time. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her, but we've been friends for since the beginning, and the work that she does is remarkable. She's really, really smart. We're going to talk about a whole host of issues tonight that will run the gamut. They don't may not seem all connected, but in some way they are. But before I get to Nivett, a couple of things. I think a few of you know that I do a support group every month. In fact, between Tino, my son-in-law, Melissa, my daughter, and myself, we do 10 support groups a month. 7 of them Alzheimer's and dementia related, 3 of them Parkinson's related. One that I do all the time and have been doing for years is at Pacifica Senior Living, and that's this Thursday at 2:00. So if you're a family member of somebody struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia and you'd like to talk to people who are living through the same things that you are, I'll be there 2:00 this Thursday afternoon at Pacifica, 2 to 3:30. If you have questions about that support group or any of the other 9 that I mentioned, you can call us in my office at 561-630-1620. We are, as I said, doing 10 of those, but I also do some other presentations, and next week I'm going to be talking to a group of professional women up here in Palm Beach Gardens. I don't know what the requirement is to be there. I think you probably have to be a member of their group, but it's at the DoubleTree, and you can call and get some information. It'll be on the 7th at 11:30. I think I'm going to be speaking. I invite you to check that out. And if you're a member of ORT or would like to know more about ORT, I'm going to be speaking to a group or chapter of ORT at the Cascades in Boynton Beach on the 14th. And, of course, one that I'm really excited about, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about in the weeks to come, both Tino and I are going to be speaking at Alzheimer's Community Care's Educational Conference. This will be the 9th time I will be speaking there. It is a great conference. It gives out an immense amount of incredible information. Karen Gilbert from Alzheimer's Community Care is going to be a guest in a few weeks, and we're going to talk about not only the event, but some other really interesting developments in the world of Alzheimer's and dementia. Tino and I are going to be talking about marrying high tech and high touch, and it's a really important subject that I think you will get a lot out of. So if you're not signed up for Alzheimer's Community Care's Educational Conference at PGA National on May 29th, you should. And one of the speakers will be yours truly. But you're here to hear my guest. So let me tell you about Nivett Lee. Nivett is the founder and CEO of Monarch Care. It's a not-for-profit social service agency that has served the South Florida community since 2000. She's been a professional guardian since 1989, and over a span of more than 3 decades, Nivett and her agency has served more than 1,500 clients in the capacity of guardian, trustee, care manager, or daily money manager. She is a vocal advocate for better quality professional guardianship. In 2003, she formed the Florida Guardianship Foundation with other key leaders in the guardianship community. She served on Governor Bush's Guardianship Task Force in 2004 and subsequently assisted the National Guardianship Foundation in the creation of the Florida Guardian Competency Exam. She has trained more than 1,000 professional and family guardians since 1993. She is happily married to Bruce Superman, and yes, that is his name, Bruce Superman, and she lives in Fort Lauderdale, so she had a real schlep to get up here today, particularly since she drove all the way here from Sarasota, so I can't thank her enough to be there. She's a gourmet cook, and I can attest to that because I've had some of her food, and she loves gardening, yoga, and tennis when she finds the time, which is rare. Nivet, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott.
And thanks for driving all the way over here. I didn't realize you were coming from that far.
Well, that was fine. I had to be back here to do work, so... This is more fun than
more
work.
Well, I hope so. Show's not over yet. So tell us about Monarch Care. I don't think a whole lot of people know what Monarch Care is, what it does. It used to be known by a different name.
Yeah, we've had a couple of names.
Let's give the whole background and what you do.
Okay. So I started the agency as a for-profit when I was a professional guardian. And then about maybe 8 or 10 years into that, another professional guardian unexpectedly diagnosed with cancer and was gone within 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I really got concerned about what would happen if I got hit by a truck. So based on that, I researched it, and it seemed the only option we had was to create a not-for-profit. So that's what we did. It was originally called the Elder Care Connection, and then after, I don't know, maybe another 5-7 years or so, I realized that we were no longer serving only seniors, but we were serving people in their 40s and 50s. We had some kids, and so we changed the name to CareSource. Sadly, there was another company in Ohio that had trademarked that name, so now we have the name of Monarch Care. And depending on the day, it may be because we want to treat you like royalty, or maybe it's because we want to transform your lives the way that monarch butterflies do. So, but that's what we are. And we provide a lot of different services, but they do all stem out of me starting as a professional guardian.
So I think, you know, because you wouldn't know this because the show doesn't reach Fort Lauderdale and you're probably working when I'm on. I have talked about guardianship a lot. People don't really understand guardianship. Mm-hmm. You and I both know that. And we can talk about that maybe later if we have time. But guardianship is so much more than people think it is. But the work of a guardian for somebody in need, and again, we'll come back to that, gives you the opportunity to apply that skill set across a much broader section than just people who are in the world of guardianship. Am I right?
Correct. Right. Correct. When you get appointed as somebody's guardian, and it may be a limited guardianship, you may only be in charge of their assets or perhaps only in charge of their health care. But a lot of times you're in charge of all of those things. So you end up having to be at least, jack of all trades, master of hopefully one or two of those items. So you're making healthcare decisions, you're interfacing with, healthcare providers, you're making sure that the money is properly invested, is being spent wisely, you're keeping family, if there is family, in the loop. Most of the time when a professional guardian's called in, it's either because there isn't family or there's...
Or they're at war.
Exactly. I was trying to find a nice way of saying that.
Well, I'm not a guardian, so I don't have to protect anything.
But I realized after I became a professional guardian, and I'd come to it from working in doctor's offices and nursing homes. And when I was working in a nursing home in the business office, I met somebody who introduced themselves as a professional guardian, and I became very passionate about it. We actually had 3 professional guardians in that had clients in that facility that I was working in. And one was hands-off, one was very hands-on, and one was, oh my God, I can't believe he's a guardian.
Right.
So that is really where I got involved in some of the raising the professional status of guardians. And back then, you only had to be 18, never convicted of a felony, and Well, that was it originally, and then they implemented an 8-hour class on how to basically prepare the forms for the court.
Right.
Now it's a little bit different. You have to take a competency exam. You have to take a 40-hour course. There's probably a lot of talk at this point about moving more towards possibly a 2-year certificate degree. So, you know, but if your mom is 85, has dementia, there's nobody local, you really want somebody that knows what the heck they're doing and that you can trust to take care of her.
Which prompts so many questions, because that brings in care management, and I want to go there as well, and I want to talk about money management. But one of the most important things, you touched on it briefly, and I know when I teased the show in the promos, I said that we were going to talk about healthcare, and so because I already have more things to talk about than I have time, one of the most important things that you do is ensure that somebody's getting the best quality health care that they possibly can. And that's not always easy given this environment, right? So I know that you're passionate about healthcare in general, and then as it applies to the audience that is both listening and is your audience professionally, and while I never talk about my audience, but my audience as well. So healthcare is really important to you, right? I mean, this is like a new kind of passion. Right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And in fact, I've been doing some research on the history of healthcare, in particular because there's so much talk about it now, about, you know, repeal and replace, or, you know, Medicare for all. And I've done some research, and it's very interesting to see, you know, the U.S. is the only industrialized nation that doesn't have some form of universal health care. Here in Florida, we did not expand Medicaid when the Obamacare came into play. And a lot of our clients do access Medicaid services, or maybe originally they start off as, you know, having funds to pay for whatever kind of supplemental insurance to their Medicare or private health insurance, but then run out of money because very often the cost of care is far over whatever the money you have in the bank.
Right. So do you have a point of view about how we got in the mess we got? In the mess we're in, because healthcare is not what we all think it is, and we even struggle with terminology. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you a funny story. It happened right before I came to the station tonight. I got a call from somebody who is not on Medicare. They're younger than Medicare age, and that person had a stroke and wants in-home care and has a policy from one of the well-known insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And reading the policy, it says they're entitled to 120 units of home health care, and they think that they can pay for my services. Well, that's not what home health. That's not what home health care is, and that's not what a unit is, and nobody knows what a unit is. And I tried to explain to that person that as much as I could do what they were asking me to do, as much as they believed that their insurance company was going to pay for it, the insurance company was not going to pay for it. It's never going to pay for it. So we're in a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's really. It's. I think part of it is because, our government established Medicare in 65, I think, and there has been Medicaid, some form of, and which is basically care for people that are poor and cannot pay for care, whether it be just through the hospital providing free service, or whether it was codified into a system. Both Medicare and Medicaid are federal programs, but each one is administered to some degree on a state basis and then even on a local basis. So you have, you know, the federal guidelines say, okay, you have to do A, B, C, and D, and then figure out the rest of the alphabet, Florida, or whatever state you're in. And so you can imagine when you have that many, you know, what is that, 22 other options and times 50 states, you end up getting this really who knows what it is, in Florida versus New York versus Pennsylvania versus California, the kind of care that you're going to get if you are on Medicare and Medicaid may be very different.
Well, and I have that conversation, as I'm sure you do, particularly because we're here in Florida where we have so many snowbirds, and they come down here and they want to move down here because it's cheaper cost of living, and now they're in need of health care, and they know that Medicaid in New York is really a very robust program, and then they get down here and it's not anywhere near that robust. And so where somebody might get, you know, X number of hours of home care, for example,
visiting
in New
nurse
York
or whatever,
or visiting nurses, you know, they'll get 1/10 of that down here, and
that's
they're
correct.
Always aghast.
And you have to go through the whole application process, which is very convoluted. The Medicaid system in Florida is, as many social service systems, is underfunded. So all the caseworkers that are making a decision as to whether you're going to be eligible for Medicaid or not have, you know, stacks and stacks of files trying to get through them all. And if you don't know what they're going to expect from you, a lot of times you provide what you think they want and they don't get it, and then they deny it. And there's a lot of different programs. I think there's something like 15 different Medicaid programs for a senior in Florida, whether they're in a nursing home, at home, in a community. And how do you even know which one to apply for? Because if you only apply for one of them, they're only going to look at that. And unless you do it a global application through Social Security, and who knew that you had to go to Social Security to get Medicaid?
Right, right. So in your role as CEO of Monarch Care and your clientele, your mission is to do the best that you possibly can for your client, who may or may not have limited resources. More often than not, your clientele does have limited resources. Consequently, you have limited resources. How do you manage all of that?
Well, Monarch Care has been doing this for almost 30 years now, so we know all of those ins and outs. Very often we'll get phone calls. We'll kind of maybe be able to spend 10 or 15 minutes on the phone to give some direction, at least connect people with resources within the community, maybe the ADRC or the local in Broward County, they have the Broward County Elderly and Veteran Services. So we know some of the places to go, but we are one of the places that those guys go to when they don't know what to do with an individual also.
And you used the term ADRC before. I guess we should clarify that is the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, which used to be known as the Area Agency on Aging, and it's not always the same thing anymore. So ADRC and AAA, Area Agency on Aging, are synonymous.
Correct.
So everybody should.
And you'll usually be able to get to them through just dialing 211, sort of like 911 when it's an emergency, or 411. Well, does anybody use 411 anymore?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Dialing 211 will usually get you to your local AAA or ADRC, and they are the conduit to most of the community resources.
Particularly in the Medicaid world, but we didn't even get to developmental disability, age brackets.
Oh, my goodness.
We didn't get into geography, and there is so much of that to do. I also want to talk, when we come back, about the difference between care management and guardianship. I want to talk about money management, because that's something that I learned in preparation for tonight that you do that I never knew. And that's something that I am always looking for people to do that. And I think many of my listeners, if their children are here, are talking about that. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Nivet Lee. Nivet is the founder and CEO of a nonprofit organization called Monarch Care, which does a whole host of things, including guardianship, including care management, daily money management, and she can also serve as a trustee. The organization, in its current form or its predecessor forms, has been around for 30 years, and Nivet brings to that equation a whole host of experience that most people do not have. And as I said earlier, Nivet and I have been friends for a very, very long time. If you are a new listener to Oh My God, we are here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We're live. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We change it up every week. It's always unique and it's always different. If you're listening to us on 95.9, that's in the Palm Beaches, we're thrilled that you're with us. If you're on 106.9, we're on the Treasure Coast. If you have questions for me about the show, if you have questions for Nivid about healthcare, the Medicaid world, the Medicare world, the difference between care management and guardianship, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you are just joining us, I am here tonight with Nivid Lee of Monarch Care. Monarch Care is a nonprofit organization that specializes in guardianship, care management, daily money management. And Nivid, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, really is an expert in all of the things that surround that discipline that is so important. We're going to talk about the difference between a nonprofit and a for-profit version of what she does and why that is both a blessing and a curse. And we're also going to talk about the difference. In fact, we're going to talk about it right now, the difference between care management and guardianship, because they are not always the same, even though they employ many of the same disciplines. So let's talk about that.
So care management has been around for probably 30 years at this point, although it's probably been people have been doing it a lot longer. It's really coordinating care. It's making sure that the individual, whether used to be called geriatric care management, but they've recognized at this point it's not just people that are older, it's younger individuals with disabilities, whether it's physical, developmental, emotional, whatever. And it's really about making sure that all of the care is coordinated. I think that that is actually the linchpin of what care management is. And as we were discussing before, you know, the healthcare system is just so complex and so many moving parts that the care manager really makes sure. So, you know, you talk about the head bones connected to the neck bones connected to the, right? You have to make sure that, you know, the doctor that's treating your care primarily versus the doctor that's treating your heart versus the doctor that's treating your feet versus that they all need to be on the same page and be well aware of it. I personally had a situation where my stepfather had given up his primary care physician, who is normally the one that's supposed to coordinate that, and opted to have his cardiologist do that. And he went in for a planned surgery due to a leaky valve, and he never came out of the hospital because it turned out he had an underlying lung disease that nobody knew about.
Wow.
So this is where, when you're dealing with particularly most of our clients that we provide care management to are seniors that maybe are not thinking as clearly any longer. May just be age-related. It may be due to full-blown dementia. It may just be because it's hard. The older you get, it is harder to manage every single thing in your daily life.
It also has to do with the fact that the healthcare system, which we were talking about before, does not permit physicians to spend as much time with you
Correct.
As they used to do. So even the well-intentioned physician, and they're not all so well-intentioned, but even the most well-intentioned physician just doesn't have the time.
No,
right?
No, they don't. They don't have the time. And I recently heard a doctor talking about how it's usually the doctor has about 45 seconds to listen to what your complaint is when he or she walks into the room. And if you think about when you try and explain how I injured my foot or whatever
right.
it might be,
right.
that you'll start off with, well, this is what I was doing. By the time, you know, you actually get to the injury, the doctor's already diagnosed and tried to figuring it out and maybe not listening to everything you have to say. And when you're older or when you have a disability, sometimes it takes a lot longer to explain what's wrong.
Plus, as we get older, we have more things to explain, right?
That's true.
Right? You know, we're not going in with the flu. I mean, we have a knee problem.
Right.
We have stents.
Right.
For the Jews listening, if you're not, that's called Mishagasa.
We
got a lot, right?
Yes.
And so it gets that much harder, which goes to the rise in concierge medicine mm-hmm. for those who have the resources. Unfortunately, your clientele doesn't have those resources.
We have some clients that do have that,
right.
and we do use concierge medicine. But again, it's still not – the doctor sees you for, if you're very lucky, 10 minutes once a month.
Right.
It's when we go into the client's home and we see – and the doctor says, so are you eating well? Of course I am. And then we see that this person with high blood pressure is eating Chinese food every night because it's easy and they'll deliver. Then we are the eyes and ears that end up explaining to the doctor, you know, we really need to address this problem. And maybe you can't address it, but at least the doctor needs to be aware of it. And there's a lot of components, not just, doctor, my elbow hurts. As
right.
far as making your physician or your care provider aware of what the situation is.
And as someone's care manager or guardian, either or, you are going on
we
all
are.
Of those appointments. And so you have the ability to give a full picture, a complete picture, and not one that is tainted by perhaps the person you're caring for's embarrassment over an issue,
yes.
right? That's a big thing.
Or right? even not recognizing that it is an issue.
Right.
Not really being cognizant of all the technicalities of medication or how the aging process affects a body. there's a lot of places where it can really go south. Another thing that as a care manager we can do is what's called medication reconciliation.
Right.
Anybody that's ever gone into the hospital and been on medications, they'll go in and they'll say, well, I'm taking these six medications. Go into the hospital. You're there for 4 or 5 days. You come out. You have six new medications. Well, it turns out maybe it's not new. It's just that they've given you something,
a generic version,
right, whatever it
is. Right.
And unless you really understand that, you can have some serious problems very quickly.
The whole medication thing is an accident waiting to happen. I actually experienced that personally myself today. I went to the dentist. I broke a tooth. I had a regular scheduled appointment, but I broke a tooth. I had to go in there, and I forgot. I don't know why I forgot, because it's not something you should forget, but I had a stent 5 or 6 months ago, and I'm now on blood thinners. And that's a big deal. Important. And I said, oh, wait a second. I forgot to tell you. You know, fortunately, I remembered. But if I had not remembered, I don't know that anything would have been different, but it might have been different. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Nivett Lee. Nivett is the CEO and founder of Monarch Care, a nonprofit organization focusing and specializing in care management and guardianship and daily money management and in more. And as you can tell, we have a lot to talk about. But if you have questions, we'll make time for you. You can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, we are here live, 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Here tonight with Nivett Lee. Nivett is the CEO and founder of Monarch Care. That is an organization, a 501c3, a nonprofit organization that specializes in guardianship, in care management, in daily money management. So a couple of questions. I know this isn't what we said I was going to ask you next, but it just came to mind. Being a nonprofit, is both a blessing and a curse in doing this, I assume, right? It must be. I assume that most of your clientele does not have the resources that private care managers or other guardianships
do. So you assume incorrectly.
Oh, good. Well, then correct me, the error of my way.
We have about 50% of our clients are full fee service paying clients. Our guardianship rates are capped by the courts.
Right.
So right there, it gets a bit of a squeeze. 50% of what we call pro bono clients is too high. It makes it very difficult. We've had a waiting list for a long time for pro bono clients. And I don't like that. We find that if we have somewhere between 25 and 30% pro bono clients, the rest are paying, whether it be full freight or on a sliding fee scale, then it's very comfortable. I don't have to worry about whether I have to put my paycheck in a drawer for a week or two. And then we can potentially take the pro bono client when they call.
Right.
So, you know, people think that a not-for-profit just means, oh, you don't want any money. Well, you still have money. You still got to pay your employees.
Yeah, you still have rent. You still have insurance for your employees.
Absolutely.
You have all of the things that every other business has, except you don't declare a profit. Right?
Exactly. And if there is more money at the end of the year, it just means we get to serve more people that can't afford the service.
Right.
So, you know, basically our profit just goes back into the service.
So one of the things that you do that I'm fascinated by, because I didn't know you did it, even as much as close as we've been over the years, you do daily money management. And that's a really important need as people age.
Yes.
Because it gets harder and harder. And then when more and more is moving to online, and seniors are in particular less accustomed to the technology that everybody is pushing you toward. It's
yes.
a really important
yeah,
role, too.
Yeah, it is. So daily money management is basically having a personal bookkeeper, is really what it is. And we have been doing it. When I first started in guardianship back in 89, 90, I would get calls and people would say, oh, my next-door neighbor needs a guardian. And I'd go out and I'd say, no, but you're right. Her husband always took care of the bills. She doesn't know anything about it, and she's totally confused. And, you know, that is one of those executive functions that happens that starts to slip as you get an older brain. It
right.
just like everything else starts to droop, so does your brain. Sorry.
No, that's great. I never heard it. That's great. Great expression.
And so it's not as easy to remember all those numbers and figure out how to do all of that stuff. And especially if you now have to, it's no longer writing checks, but it's online. It really is kind of overwhelming to a senior.
So again, I relate everything because I said to you before, I'm the audience, right? I listen. I think about that. Irene pays all of our bills. I would have no idea how to go online and pay that, were something to happen to Irene that she could no longer do that, I truly would be...
You'll just call me.
I will. I would be lost.
Yeah.
And I think we couple with getting older, we couple with dementia. Executive function is one of the first things that goes in dementia, right?
One
out of two people over 85 have some level of dementia or cognitive impairment. Plus the technology is driving us towards moving more and more things online. We do online banking. We get to be at risk more, right? For fraud and
yes.
exploitation. Having a personal bookkeeper is more than just adding one and one making it two. It's
no,
much more
it's
serious,
really,
right?
And what over the years it has changed. As I told you before, it used to be I'd just go out and sit with Mrs. Smith, and we'd go through the bills, the mail, figure out what was what. I had one client who was probably paid in advance by 3 or 4 years for all of her subscriptions, because those magazines send you a notice 9 months before your subscription has expired. And that's a challenge. I think a lot of seniors do get targeted with a lot of mail. Many people that were born in, you know, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s even are driven by mail, and that's not the way bills are anymore. There's pros and cons to it, but we find now doing online bill pay, it still means we've got somebody that's going out and meeting with mom and going through the bills. But then after we agree what's going to be paid and what's not going to be paid, we're back in the office. We're probably doing some online banking. And for sure, we've got, you know, the son up in New York or out in California who is also LinkedIn and can see what's going on.
Yeah, the potential for abuse and exploitation, financial abuse and exploitation, increases as we age. There's no doubt about it. And the more people that have access to the things that we're doing, it increases that. And let's face it, we're a little careless. Seniors are more trusting.
Mm-hmm.
We're different at 80 than we were at 40. We have our radar is different. Everything about what we're going
Correct.
Through is really unique and different.
They say that the crime of the 21st century is going to be financial exploitation.
Right.
So making sure that you're safe and that you've got a second pair of eyes on it, that's one of the things when we're working with clients either in care management or daily money management, we don't have the supervision of the court the way we do with guardianship. And so we always want a family member that is watching what we're doing. And it's very helpful then. I have found whenever I get appointed as the guardian for somebody, I'll go into the bank to make arrangements to retitle accounts. And the banker will tell me, oh, we've been worried about Mr. Jones for 3 years now. I'm so glad you're here. They see it before almost anybody else.
I know. It's so true. It really is true. And unfortunately, that's a whole nother topic. But unfortunately, they should be more proactive in that regard. But that's another story. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're glad that you're with us. If you're a new listener, thanks for finding us. If you're a regular, welcome back. Of course, we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Tonight, my guest is Nivet Lee. She is the CEO of Monarch Care. It's a firm that specializes in care management, guardianship, daily money management. We're going to tell you how you can reach her if you have questions for her as soon as we come back. But if you have any questions yourself, in addition to how you can reach her, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Nivet Lee. If you've been listening to the whole show and you have questions for her, you can call us, 877-960-9960. So that's how they can reach me. Nivet, if somebody has questions for you after tonight, how can they reach you? You have a website, a phone number?
We have a website. It's Monarch Care, Monarch like the butterfly, Care like we take care of you, all one word, .org. And they can send us an email at info@monarchcare.org, or they can call our office, which is 954-720-2485, and follow the prompts.
That'd be great. So one of the things, because you've been so connected for so long, and you and I see eye to eye on this in terms of separating the wheat from the chaff in terms of the providers and the people who inhabit our sphere of influence, for lack of a better term, right? We believe that you should associate with quality people. One of the things that you do is you can run you run kind of a very fun event every year that recognizes people who connect people.
Correct.
It's a really interesting thing. Tell us about it, because it's fun and it's connected a lot of people over the years.
Yeah, it's called the Connectors Coronation. It's a fundraiser. It's our smaller fundraiser of the year, and basically, the whole goal is to drive people to our website and learn more about the services that we provide. So what we're now at the end, but in the beginning, you nominate somebody that you think is a really good connector, not just somebody that shows up at meetings every month and says, "Hi, I'm Nivet from Monarch Care," and that's it. But the person that really gets involved or pays attention or is chatting with somebody at dinner and says, "Oh, you need your mom is up in Palm Beach and needs home care. I'm going to give you Scott's number." So it's really thinking about it, whether it benefits you or not, and making the connections. So we ask people to nominate who they think is a good connector. We have six different categories, and those categories are tied into the kinds of services that we provide: social services, not-for-profit, government, healthcare, communities, senior communities, legal, financial. And then after you nominate, and we'll take nominations for anybody, then we ask people to vote. And then they vote in who they think is the best connector in the legal sphere or whatever it might be. And at the event, which is a week from tomorrow, we will crown who is the best connector in all of those categories.
And but that's a fundraiser for
it's,
you, right?
It's a fundraiser, and it's really, it's just a networking party. There's not much, right. You know, we do have a silent auction, and we have some other fundraising mechanisms at the event, but it's really just all of these people getting together, supporting Monarch Care, and having a nice party. And after an hour and a half of drinks and food and networking and hopefully supporting Monarch Care, we crown whoever's the the most voted upon that year.
And so they can go to your website to find out more information.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to come to that and meet some really, really good quality providers in the various disciplines that you recognize. So that's one fundraiser. As a 501c3, as a nonprofit, raising money becomes part of the equation that, you know, it's more than just taking care of the client. Fundraising matters. How else do you raise money?
And
what
other
ways?
We write grants. People do make donations, but mostly we are driven based on the number of clients that can pay for services, offsetting the number of clients that can't. That is probably 80% of what defines how we can serve our community.
And over the years, of course, the space that we travel in has changed fairly dramatically. I want to ask you where we're going from here, and I will. But before we do, I'll take care of a little housekeeping, and then we'll get to how things have changed and where we think it's going before it's over. If you just tuned in and you think you wish you had not tuned in late, the good news is you can listen to the show because we podcast. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, it will be up and running on OMG I'm Getting. It'll be on all of the podcast platforms. I hope that you take advantage of that. Of course, I'll also put it up on my website, which is palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, ComfortCare. Don't put a T in there as much as you want to. Don't do it. You'll get lost, and I won't find out. PalmBeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio, a lot of people listen in the car and they get home and they want to listen to the rest of the show and they don't have a radio, there is no longer an excuse for you not listening because there is an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio, and all you have to do is set a reminder to tune in at 6 o'clock on Mondays on WSVU, and up we will pop, and you'll be able to listen wherever you are on your app. Of course, if you have a computer, you can listen there too, because we simulcast www.trueoldiesfla.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com, and we simulcast. Next week, we're going to be doing something a little different for the show. We're going to be talking about childhood trauma. Childhood trauma is a much more serious problem than we give it credit for, and trauma can take many forms. It can be something that happens at school as tragic as Parkland. It could be a divorce in a family. It could be an illness. It could be the death of a loved one. Childhood trauma is really, really a serious issue. And Kerry Jameson of the Center for Childhood Counseling is going to be here. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how you as a grandparent or a parent might be witnessing and not know what to do about it. You might see it in a friend or a grandchild or in a neighbor. We'll also talk about how you can get involved. It's really, really important. It's a subject that I rarely talk about. I don't talk about children a lot. I should talk about them more, and next week we're going to fix that. In 2 weeks, I mentioned it earlier, Karen Gilbert of Alzheimer's Community Care is going to be here. I actually should say Dr. Karen Gilbert, because she just got her PhD, and I'm so proud to recognize her for having accomplished that. It's a real, true accomplishment, and she's wonderful. But she's going to be here. We're going to talk about the conference, but we're also going to talk about some really new research into the prevalence of Alzheimer's and dementia, and she is going to both startle you, open your eyes, and I'm afraid she might just scare you a little bit. So you're going to want to tune into that. It's going to be a great show. Karen is always a great guest. And the show, she's going to talk about the conference, which is terrific. As I said, if you are a family member of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia, and you wish you had somebody to talk to, we're going to be doing a support group this Thursday at Pacifica Senior Living, Thursday at 2 o'clock, and I encourage you to come. It is free. Everything that my team does in terms of support groups is free. There is no cost ever, and we encourage anybody to come. But I am still here with Nivett Lee, and we have a few minutes left. So, Nivett, just before I ask you my final couple of questions, how do people reach you again?
They can either go to our website, which is monarchcare.org. They can email us, info@monarchcare.org, or they can call us, 954-720-2485.
So you've been doing this for 30 years, longer than I, but we've both been around a long time. The world of guardianship is both under fire and changing rapidly. The world of care management is changing rapidly. Healthcare is changing, it seems, almost daily. Medicaid, we don't know whether we are going to expand or not going to expand, depending upon who's in power and who's in authority. It gets harder and harder to do our jobs. Where are we going?
Yeah, I hope we're going forward.
That's a good start.
So, you know, when I first learned what a professional guardian was 1986. So I have had the pleasure of seeing it improve dramatically. And the being under fire is probably valid to some degree. But as with everything, please don't, you know, one bad apple ruin the whole lot. And don't paint me with the same paintbrush. You should expect a professional guardian to be professional, you should expect them to keep in communication with you if you're looking for a loved one's information. Here in Florida, we are pretty cutting edge with professional guardianship just because we are, you know, the canary in the coal mine for the aging population. And because of that, there are more mechanisms to be able to say, hey, I don't think something's right here. We have the Office of Public and Professional Guardianship, which is the state agency that sort of supervises guardians. But the truth of the matter is, it's the judge, wherever that guardian is practicing, wherever your loved one is living. And more than likely, all you need is a piece of the legal documents about the guardianship to be able to write a letter to the judge and say, I'm not comfortable with this. And the judge will be able to determine more than likely if that guardian's doing right, maybe just not doing a good job of communicating with you, or if they're doing something wrong.
And I think we would both agree, of course, we haven't talked about guardianship the whole show or even all that much. Both you and I, and I won't put words in your mouth, would agree that if you can avoid
Absolutely.
Guardianship, you should avoid guardianship. But regardless whether we're in a guardianship situation or a care management situation, getting access to the help that the people that you care for, getting access to the help that they need is getting harder and harder as well. And the changing face of healthcare. Are you positive about the future? Are you encouraged? Are you trepidatious? Or all of the above?
I guess all of the above. I think that here in America, our political situation is so partisan. It's very difficult. I really wish that, you know, our Congress people would, instead of focusing on the 15 or 20% things that they don't agree on, focus on the 80 to 85% that everybody can agree on.
Right.
To some degree, that is definitely going to affect how effective changes that come down the pike, because changes are coming down the pike, whether you like it or not. If nothing else, technology, genomic medical treatment, that stuff is happening. So is that going to supplement and improve our healthcare system, or is it going to supplant it and disrupt it? You know, these are big questions.
And for those who are overwhelmed and unsure about how to navigate these new waters and new terminology and new technology, those are the very people that should avail themselves of care management.
Correct.
And some help, because this is a challenging space that the population that you and I serve and the population that's listening to my radio show are dealing with, as we deal with things, you know, as mundane as help, I've fallen and I can't get up technology, to robotics robotic surgery.
Right.
You know, it runs the gamut, and it can be incredibly overwhelming. And so I really want to thank you for being here, because I think you've helped bring some clarity to an otherwise challenging situation.
Thanks
for inviting me. I appreciate you being here. A terrific guest. I hope you'll come back someday. I can't believe in all the time that we know each other, you've never been here before, but we've fixed that. Now we can't say that anymore. If you're a regular listener to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, you know that I'm here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Next week, we're going to be talking about adverse childhood experience. We're going to be talking to Kerry Jameson. It's going to be a fascinating show. If you're a regular listener, we are thrilled that you are staying with us. And of course, if you're new, please come back. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is a show devoted mostly to you, not to me. And I hope that you understand that. We are here on 95.9 and 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Again, we're here every Monday night. I want to thank my guest again, Nivett Lee from Monarch Care, for being for driving all the way from Sarasota to be here on time. And her poor husband has been left at home unpacking. So she's not totally sorry that she's here. But anyway, it was great having you, Nivett, and I'm glad that you're here. Anyway, for the rest of you, we'll see you next Monday night. Don't forget to tune in. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, next Monday at 6 o'clock. Have a great week, everybody. Be safe, drive safe, stay dry. Take care, all. Bye.